I do too, JC.
Old whelp dog here, and she found a puppy, and she got puppies up bigger than here, bigger.
Yeah.
And they went to cutting up, and had 22 dogs. And I tried to get them away, I couldn't, and they only wanted to kill them. I took them down yonder to the veterinary, and he told me he put them to sleep for $8. And must have handled them that day. And me and Mr. Henry said, I think that's the best thing to do. And me and Mr. Henry had bad luck ever since. No, we didn't.
What year was that?
It was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. He got sick?
Yeah, he got sick right after.
Could be, but I tell you, that dog's going to suffer in this hot weather.
Yeah, I'm going to keep him cool place. He got off down the swamp down there, way down that branch. I called him, I've always given him the best. I called him, and I looked up and down the room, I thought I might got in the room and car killed him or something. Well, while he didn't bark, he hung up in some vine down there. I went down there, that's the proudest dog you ever seen. I picked him up and towed him out of the swamp. Man, he was the proudest thing. How do we get him the best?
What about the other animals, the skunks, polecats?
Polecats? What you call a city cat.
Did you do any trapping when you were coming up?
Oh, yeah, I've done a heap of trapping. Coons, possums.
What about
otters? I know they're catching a squirrel. The only squirrel I ever caught was a young squirrel, you know, out of the nest. I raised a full squirrel, but you don't ever want no pet squirrel.
You got that big squirrel here?
A fox squirrel, yeah. A fox squirrel, they're easy to tame. I had four cat squirrels. And they gnawed a hole in the house, you know, like that up there, that boxing around the house, and they fill it plumb full of hickory nuts, naked, you know, store it one at a time, and go in there, if they get in the house, they get in the dresser drawers, and make them a bed in there, and sleep in the dresser drawers. I had a pet coon, that was another noisome thing, a pet coon. He could open a Mama had one of them old timers save, you know, kitchen.
Yeah.
It had a latch on it, you know.
Yeah.
And that coon would get up and unlatch that there and get the butter out and eat the butter. I had old pet crow. Got him, that's the whitest snow when I got him. Okay, so many. I carried him home and rolled it.
Crow?
Yeah, that's the whitest snow when I first got him. And all he got, black he got. Mama, she got missing a civil wire out of the kitchen, and thimble, sewing thread, needles. All that. One morning, I was sitting on the porch, and the porch was screened up, well, and the screen door was open. He come in there and always go in there, Mama feed him in the kitchen in there. And right by here, something called tip, 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 tip. Look, had a spoon in his mouth. And I got it, and he flew up in a big old tree there at the house, right up in the top of it. I see him go down in a hollow saw. I got my ladder, and I come up, and then I got thread, needles, mama silverware, anything he could fly with, he'd get it.
Oh, God.
And he get out there and get up there in the tree.